Strange Adventure. As John Friday walked along the main street in Martinville, no one greeted him. People he met stepped aside and turned their backs as he approached. Dejected and lonesome, the little man entered the sheriff's office. Sheriff Patrick O'Brien glanced up from his magazine. When he saw his visitor, he grunted and continued reading. After a long pause, John Friday could stand the silence no longer.
Patrick, why is everybody mad at me?
Well, why shouldn't they be? They finally got fed up with all those Tonchipul. And that latest one of blowing up that old house and charging them admission to see the damage, that was too much. After all, you can't make people pay to see a hole in the ground and expect them to like it. Especially when most of the hole was the cellar that had been there all the time.
But I learned a lot about handling dynamite while I was experimenting with my ill-fated invention. Now, I understand the town is going to dig some wells and have a regular waterworks. I know they'll have to be deep and we'll have to go through rocks, so... Patrick, why don't you let me blast them?
There's nothing doing on that. A professional blaster has been hired. He'll be here when we need him. If we let you do it, you'll probably dig a long ditch and say the well fell over on its side.
Work began on the well. It was on the high edge of town, so that once the water was pumped out, it would flow through the town's pipes because of gravity. The initial digging was done by pick and shovel, but 20 feet down, solid limestone was struck, and the explosive expert was sent for. The powder monkey arrived with his dynamite and took in the situation. He left his gear at the edge of the well and decided to blast the first thing in the morning. That night, John Friday lowered a ladder into the well. He took the dynamite to the bottom, set it in a crack in the limestone, and attached the caps and fuse. He lit the fuse and started up the ladder. About halfway up, the jar of his climbing caused the edge of the well to crumble, carrying with it the powder monkey's gear. The mass of tools and rope tumbled into the well, wedging against John Friday on the ladder. He couldn't move up nor down, and that fuse was burning toward the dynamite below him. The dynamite exploded. John Friday was shot from the well like a bullet from a gun. The rope tangled around his flying body like a cocoon. He finally landed on the pile of grass that had been raked from the lot. The next thing he knew, Sheriff Patrick O'Brien was unwinding the rope. John Friday felt like one solid bruise. The entire population of Martinville was milling around the field. The sheriff noticed John Friday was conscious.
Well, you sure fixed yourself up that time, John. It's a wonder you're not killed.
Well, at least I did the dynamiting of the well. Did I go deep enough to get water?
I should say so. You hit an artesian well. The water's pouring out and running down the slope. It's flooding the town.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer, Charles Cratter, and inviting you to listen to Green Fire, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.